family's extensive ties to China don't look good. But despite overwhelming evidence, the Bidens have managed to escape any accountability thus far. Meanwhile, it's time to arrest President Trump. Here to weigh in is Professor Emeritus of Harvard Law School and author of Get Trump, Alan Dershowitz. Mr. Dershowitz, glad to have you back on with us. Three GOP committee chairmen are demanding to see the evidence in Bragg's case against Trump. But in my understanding, they really have no jurisdiction here. The Constitution provides checks against abuse of government. What is the check on rogue DAs like Alvin Bragg, who are willing to flush our judicial system down the toilet to attack political opponents?
Well, having a system like in California of recall of district attorneys, we know that District Attorney Boudin was recalled, and others in other states have been recalled. New York doesn't have that. It does allow the governor to remove a district attorney, but the governor is a Democrat who supports Bragg's targeting of Donald Trump. So the only other recourse is the court of popular opinion, which is why I wrote my book, Get Trump. It's a prescription for how people can protest and hold accountable district attorneys like this. But there's no legal way of doing it. Judges should strike allegations like this. Trump is being targeted for something that isn't even a crime. It's worse than Al Capone. In the Al Capone case, they targeted him, but he was violating the income tax laws. Trump is doing nothing illegal. Look, I don't agree with a lot of what Trump has done, but that doesn't make it a crime.